USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today I have signed a letter to Congress to make clear that if they send any legislation to my desk that weakens the protection of human life, I will issue a veto.
President Trump, in a videotaped speech that played for the folks at the March for Life event in Washington, D.C., Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen did make a surprise appearance at the yearly event. The website BuzzFeed is reporting, without any named sources, that President Trump personally directed his former attorney, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about a Trump Tower Moscow project. Hogan Gidley, White House Deputy Press Secretary, reacts to this news.
This is, quite frankly, the problem with the press and why the president continues to call them fake news repeatedly, because there is nothing in that piece. There is nothing in that piece that can be corroborated.
Gidley was speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Pentagon has identified three of the four Americans killed in a suicide bomb attack claimed by ISIS in Syria this week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Those who have been identified as having been killed in the attack, 37-year-old Army Chief Warrant Officer Jonathan Farmer of Boynton Beach, Florida, but based at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, 35-year-old Navy Chief Cryptologic Technician Shannon Kent of upstate New York, but based at Fort Meade, Maryland, and a civilian, Scott Wirtz from St. Louis, Missouri. Those and a fourth person, a civilian who's not been identified yet, were killed in the suicide bombing in a northern Syrian town on Wednesday, which also wounded three U.S. troops. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Skywatchers are in for a rare treat Sunday night as astronomers say the blood supermoon will be on full display Sunday night into Monday morning. If weather conditions cooperate, viewers will see the moon turn into that deep crimson starting at 11:41 p.m. Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
As the partial government shutdown continues with no realistic end in sight, Democrats and Republicans are trying or attempting to at least work together in ways to fix border security so that both sides will be happy. Republican Congressman Will Hurd joined CBS this morning and says a compromise is needed here if everyone wants to get things accomplished.
But I think the way we end this is stop with the preconditions, have everybody come together. Let's stop worrying about a Democratic solution or a Republican solution and come up with an American solution.
Sounds reasonable, but...
It is. And when you look at... Look, there's 400,000 people came into the country illegally last year. We have 67 billion illegal drugs coming into our country. We should be able to secure our border. But the people that are involved in securing our border right now are not getting paid. And so the people that are keeping us safe, not getting paid, they should be able to get paid for their work. This is having an impact on cybersecurity as well, because there's officials within DHS who are protecting our digital infrastructure. Not all of them are on staff. When we're fully staffed, we don't have enough people. Coast Guard, who's responsible for stopping a lot of drugs from coming in our country, they're having to go to food pantries in order to get fed. This makes no sense, and we should be able to work together. There's a lot of conversations that are going on. I'm trying to talk about how we can solve this.
Hurd was speaking there on CBS this morning. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.